Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Good evening, and welcome to the next edition of the Quick Jab here on the Ringside Reporter Radio Network. Your host, Ringside Robert. Good to be back with you, everybody. We're going to talk about several things today. First of all, Durante Davis is scheduled to fight Jason Sosa for one of the 130-pound regular titles, I guess. And him and Floyd Mayweather are having a dispute, probably over money or something. So stay tuned and see if that fight comes off. Another fighter that was involved in a purse bid, Luis Ortiz. Golden Boy says, the heck with you, we're not dealing with you anymore. So they cut him loose. If I was Oscar, I would have made him fulfill the contract, but Mr. Cuban, Luis Ortiz, is done with Golden Boy, so he's a free agent. But he is still scheduled to fight the opponent that he was supposed to fight. And remember, that was supposed to be a part of the Canelo Alvarez-Liam Smith undercard. So we'll see what happens with that fight now that Luis Ortiz has no promoter. And, of course, we still have the drama with Andre Ward and Sergey Kovalev going on. I think Ward is trying to renegotiate terms of contract, and you know how that's going. Of course, everybody says, well, we're still in August. Things will get worked out. I'll believe it when I see it. I have a feeling that Andre Ward is going to blow up this date. And Sergey Kovalev and main events are going to be held holding the bag. Stay tuned for that one. I watched the Caleb Plant fight last night on FS1. I'm recording this on the 24th, everybody. And I'm glad to see Caleb Plant go some rounds because he's been getting rid of people a little bit too easy. I mean, he won the fight 189 on all three cards, but I was glad to see him actually go some rounds. You know, it's impressive when you knock out people, but when you show people you can go the distance, that's also helpful. This weekend we have the return of the ghost, Robert Guerrero. Maybe the ghost will win, maybe he won't. I hope the ghost disappears from our TVs very, very soon. I think that career his expiration date is past. But David Peralta was probably chosen for a reason. That'll be on Spike. And the way Spike normally does their fight cards, that normally starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. So we'll see what happens in Anaheim, California this weekend with the ghost. Don't forget, we also have Tyson Fury trying to renegotiate the terms of his contract. Isn't boxing just a lovely, lovely, lovely thing going on here with all these fighters trying to renegotiate deals after they sign them? Especially a fight that has a rematch clause. Are you serious? Give me a break. This kind of stuff really doesn't thrill me. I have a lot going on in my own personal life, so hopefully I haven't missed anything important. Keep my mom in your prayers, folks. She has to go in for some major surgery coming up soon. It'll be sometime in September, but things are going to be probably changing around here a little bit. But we'll do our best to keep up with things. So, yeah, keep my mom, Peggy, in your thoughts and prayers. Like I said, she's going in for some major surgery. From what we've been told by the doctor, probably in the middle of September, probably before the Canelo fight. So things are going to get crazy around here. So those of you that pray, please do so. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, we have the disappearance of the ghost maybe happening this weekend. And then in September, things will really heat up. I'm looking forward to the 10th. If you're a true boxing fan, September 10th is a wonderful day. At 5:30 Eastern on the 10th, we have the return of the most dangerous man in boxing, Triple G, fighting Cal Brook. That's 5:30 Eastern time for the live coverage of the Triple G fight on HBO. And then later on that night, I'm assuming around 10 or so, they'll replay the fight, and then you'll have Chocolatito Gonzalez fighting Carlos Quadras for a 115-pound title, and the forum will be packed. That's a day to look forward to. Two good fights, one across the pond. One will probably end very, very dramatically. I think Cal Brook is going to fold like a proverbial pretzel when he deals with the pressure of somebody that he's never been in the ring with before. And poor Joe in Indiana. He's a wonderful caller, great guy, but, man, he put a load on Cal Brook. And like I told him when he told me, I said, well, I hope you're prepared to pay up. I'd love to have those kind of donations. I view this fight as a complete and utter destruction and mismatch. So, well, we all have to learn our lesson. Hey, when I was younger, I made foolish bets on fights. This one I wouldn't touch. The odds are stacked against him. But anyway, on to more impressive things. September 10th is a wonderful day to look forward to. That is the next big day in boxing. Two great fights. And once again, I want to applaud Peter Nelson and the folks at HBO Sports for telling Manny Pacquiao, nada, nit, forget it, we're not doing it, you're out of here. We'll see where the Vargas-Pacquiao fight winds up, but it ain't going to be on HBO, and congratulations to them. I'm hoping HBO pulls the same kind of garbage with Miguel Cotto. Rumor has it, Gamboa, are you serious? Okay, Miguel, whatever you're thinking. But I'm with Steve Kim on this one. I don't like these 401k fights, retirement-funded fights. So I'm hoping that Peter Nelson and company will do the same with Cotto. Say, you're out of here. You want the pay-per-view, you fund it yourself or something. You know, I understand that Showtime is killing HBO in content and ratings and whatnot. But let's be honest. For those of you that are true boxing fans, do you really want to see Manny Pacquiao on pay-per-view against Jesse Vargas? I can't blame HBO Sports. Congratulations to Peter Nelson. Keep up the good work, and please do the same thing to Miguel Cotto. Dump him and tell him and Rock Nation Sports to go elsewhere. Oh. Anyway, let's see. What else can we talk about here? I'm glad the Olympics are over with and the boxers that were successful, I'm glad they were. Maybe we'll see some new talent on the scene very soon. And these are truly the dark days, the dog days of summer. Congratulations to Earl Spence and his domination of Leonard Bundu. I have a feeling when Cal Brooks suffers his devastating defeat, he'll give up the 147 title because he doesn't want to fight the mandatory, the truth. So I'm sure the truth is going to fight somebody that we've never heard of for the vacant title. And then after that, maybe we'll see the truth in against Danny Garcia, Keith Thurman, Sean Porter, Adrian Broner, et al. But, you know, we'll wait and see what happens. But I predict Cal Brook will not only lose to Triple G, but he'll give up the title because he doesn't want to deal with the truth. Thank you for all listening to the Quick Jab and the History Lesson and the Fantasy Tournament and, of course, our Sunday podcast, the Ringside Reporter podcast that's on from 7 to 9 Eastern Time every Sunday. And for you boxing fans, please support the guys over at Leave It in the Ring, too. Steve Kim, Gabriel Montoya, David Duenas, all those guys, you know, support all their podcasts, too. They're good guys. Every time I've ever called in to any of their shows, they've given me an opportunity to plug what we're doing over here, and we got to support those guys as well. You know, I know they don't work for they don't broadcast for us. We're a free operation here. We pay things out of our own pocket. You know, I pay for the Ringside Robbie's Boxing Tree. Eric pays for us to broadcast on Blog Talk. You know, we do things out of our own pocket. We don't ask people to support us as far as listening, but we don't ask them to give donations. You know, we do it because we love the sport of boxing. So thank you for all your support and continue doing so. And on that note, you can reach me at Ringside Robert on Twitter. I've got somebody that checks that and lets me know if there's anything I've got to respond to since I don't have a computer. If you want to get a hold of me directly, it's 773-572-7781. And for those that are listening to the Boxing Tree, I haven't updated that in quite a while. Everybody that helps me with that is currently working, so things are kind of stagnant for the moment. But when I can, everything will be updated, and people can listen to it again. But if you want to reach me, that's really the best way. You can get a hold of Eric at Ringside73. And please check out the website, ringsidereporter.com. And, of course, England's adopted son, Joe Habib at JHabib1, and Beating the Odds with Beeb on YouTube. And Bobby from Detroit also has a Facebook that he plugged on last Sunday's show. You can check that out. And he's also got his own YouTube channel. He's another one of our great callers. And, of course, who can forget good old Jimmy's Corner? Jimmy's Corner, he always comes in and gives his takes, especially on Monday nights but when he's on Steve's show. But he calls in to Sunday's show, and he does great. So got to support Jimmy also. So those of us that love boxing, we got to do our best to keep it alive, even though we're putting up with a lot of shit and garbage these days. But anyway, we'll see you next week, everybody, and hopefully we have some more interesting things to cover for the next edition of The Quick Jab. And please, any comments you have, send them my way, and because I'm doing the best I can here from memory. But anyway, we'll talk to everybody later, and we'll see you next week, everybody.